For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is sounding conciliatory at the G7 summit.
We are actually working on cutting tariffs and making it all very fair.
But discussions were expected to be tense as the U.S. takes on a hard line on imports from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. A White House official says diplomats are working with their counterparts to try to achieve a joint communique. The president is now flying to Singapore for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Japan's NHK that the U.S. won't lift sanctions until the North ends its nuclear program.
Chairman Kim told me directly that he was prepared to sit with President Trump and talk about how that denuclearization would take place. And the two of them will have the chance to have an extensive conversation surrounding that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single advantage. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
In Mesa, Arizona, an independent investigation is coming after police were shown on video beating a suspect and roughing up a teen. Police Chief Ramon Batista.
Let me be crystal clear. I'm angry and I'm deeply disappointed by what I saw in those videos. It's unacceptable and it needs to stop immediately.
A U.S. service member died and four others sustained injuries on Friday during a firefight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, according to military officials. The service members, along with Somali National Security Forces and the Kenyan Defense Force, came under attack in southern Somalia's Jubaland Autonomous Region. The names of the casualties were withheld pending notification of next of kin. Military officials said about 800 forces were conducting an operation to clear Al-Shabaab militants about 200 miles from Mogadishu at the time of the attack. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. From Los Angeles, here's KNX reporter John Baird.
A lot of shock, a lot of sadness over his death, and Anthony Bourdain was here a lot. He loved L.A., Mexican food, In-N-Out Burger, but he zeroed in on Koreatown. He sampled the restaurants there. He highlighted the food. Russ Parsons is the former food editor of the L.A. Times.
That's what Tony did, in a way, was bring this entire world to the American table and introduce us to cultures that we may never otherwise have experienced.
He says his own reaction to Bourdain's death is of extreme sadness, and he notes that none of us can ever really know what's going on in someone else's head.
Anthony Bourdain was 61. SpaceX is looking to expand its facilities at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida in order to streamline its operations at the Florida location. The company, headed by Elon Musk, filed plans for a 130,000-square-foot hangar, a launch control center, and a rocket garden at the NASA Center. The SpaceX operations area would be on 67 acres of agricultural land near NASA's Vehicle Assembly Building and the center's industrial area. From there, the company would refurbish its reusable Falcon rockets. The hangar would store used rocket boosters for refurbishment, and a rocket garden would display historic space vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.